What's it like to be at the top of the world of finance and investing? Well, it certainly can be a wild ride, at least according to veteran Morgan Stanley banker Alok Sama. Alok found himself making deals at SoftBank, the most influential technology investor in the world, alongside its eccentric founder, Masayoshi Son. He shares these adventures in the new memoir, The Money Trap, Lost Illusions Inside the Tech Bubble. Here's Alok to share five of his key insights.
After almost 30 years in the world of high finance and technology, I thought I'd seen it all. Then I found myself writing with one of the most influential technology investors of all time, the delightfully eccentric genius Masayoshi Son. Here are some of my insights from this sometimes bizarre and frequently entertaining odyssey. Insight number one, be crazy, my friend. To succeed as a technologist, sometimes you need to be a little bit crazy, like Masa Son, who hits targets nobody can see and wants to be remembered as the crazy guy who bet on the future. In the mid-90s, Masa foresaw the internet revolution and at the height of the 2000 tech bubble owned 8% of all internet stocks, briefly making him the richest person in the world. He also had an agreement to buy a third of a small online bookseller called Amazon, but he ran short of cash. Later, he bought a struggling phone company five times the size of his SoftBank based on a vision of connected smartphones before the iPhone existed. He also made a $20 million bet on a Chinese schoolteacher with strong and shining eyes and turned it into the greatest venture investment of all time. $200 billion stake in Alibaba. His audacious $32 billion acquisition of chip designer Arm Holdings was a bet on the Tomorrowland of connected and intelligent things and is now worth almost $200 billion. But Masa's unique brand of crazy is also a canny competitive strategy. When Masa Son's capital cannon gets behind a business, the competition frequently folds. As Uber did in China and Southeast Asia, after SoftBank invested in its local competitors. Because, as Masa memorably says, in a fight between a smart guy and a crazy guy, the crazy guy always wins. Insight number two, but don't get too crazy. Craziness can sometimes become hallucinogenic. Co-working space provider WeWork's mission was to raise the world's consciousness. Valued at $47 billion in 2019, WeWork eventually filed for bankruptcy. Following the WeWork debacle and SoftBank's 2022 results, Masa Son proclaimed that I'm ashamed of myself for being elated by the results of the past. In acknowledging hubris, Masa displayed rare humility and an earthy wisdom that elude the biggest names in the investment business. While self-delusion is indispensable for great athletes, financial markets routinely eviscerate Jedi investors who challenge its omniscience. With the possible exception of the late James Simon, when measured in absolute terms, no investor in history has been able to beat the market consistently. Performance attracts more capital, and in their bad years, star managers destroy more absolute wealth than all their good years combined. In the investment business, the caricature of smart money and dumb money is classist, reductionist, and false. In bull markets, all money is smart money. But every decade or so, we are reminded that speculative markets are mostly a case of dumb and dumber. Insight number three, the money trap. SoftBank's corporate mission is happiness for everyone. Harking back to an era where technology meant life-changing inventions like airplanes and light bulbs. But where are those autonomous flying cars and levitational hyperloop tunnels when you need them? I asked myself while stuck in gridlock on the US 101 in Silicon Valley. Who needs yet another silly social network? SoftBank's $100 billion vision fund was meant to fulfill Masa's vision of leveraging technology to make the world a happier place. I don't know about happiness, but he certainly changed the conversation in tech investing. Tiger Global, Sequoia, and others all responded with mega funds of their own. The problem with giving founders too much capital, as technology investors did in the era of free money, is they tend to spend it, and usually not wisely. in technology investing, as in life and the search for happiness, more money isn't always the answer. Insight number four, beware artificial stupidity. 10 years before the launch of ChatGPT, Masa-son would talk to me obsessively about AI and the singularity. At the time, a largely theoretical future event at which machine intelligence might surpass human intelligence. While Elon Musk's Neuralink project sought a Vulcan mind meld with machines to control them, Masa put his faith in companion humanoids with emotional intelligence. And while Musk seeks to colonize Mars in preparation for doomsday, Masa remains evangelical about his faith in a benign AI. Like Masa, I'm a believer in AI as a revolutionary productivity tool for people and enterprises. As with self-driving cars, when it comes to damaging humanity, we seem to set the bar higher for machines than we do for humans. My pet peeve with AI is the worms inside my brain telling me what to read or listen to next. A Spotify algo would never have fed the street music of Soweto to Paul Simon. But this was the inspiration for his masterpiece, Graceland. Dilute intellectual curiosity, and the machines will win in any conspiracy, real or imagined, to dumb down the human race. Insight number five. If you need a friend, get a dog. Thanks to Michael Douglas's Golden Gecko, as a youthful immigrant to Ronald Reagan's America, I learned that greed was good, lunch was for wimps, and that my bourgeois dream of making $400,000 a year, flying first class, and being comfortable was for losers. But Gecko had another powerful lesson I had to learn the hard way. If you need a friend, get a dog. I should have been tougher, the business I was in, but I wasn't. I disintegrated when confronted with a relentless smear campaign that involved my family being surveilled, fabricated anonymous complaints to regulators, and home-delivered blackmail threats. I didn't quit because nobody does. Nobody walks out on money and power. But following the death of my parents and with my mental health at risk, I finally listened to the voice that had long been whispering in my ear. I walked away moneyed, but I paid a price. Because not only is lunch for wimps, it is never free. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed reading my book as much as I enjoyed writing it.
Thank you, Alok. That was Alok Sama with five big ideas from The Money Trap, Lost Illusions Inside the Tech Bubble. I'm Michael Kopnat. Have a great day.